great result in that we obviously had the ability to catch and produce more fish. It's come as a result of a lot of years of pain for the industry where, you know, there was illegal catching happening in other areas outside of Australia. We've always been very well managed by the Australian Fisheries Management Authority. So through the International Commission for the Conservation of Southern Bluefin Tuna, being pushed by the Department of Agriculture and Australian Fisheries Management and Industry, we've finally got a management procedure that's helping the stock recover and therefore allowing these increased catches.
So an increase of 10%, how long has it been since you've seen an increase like this one?
Well, the quota's now at the highest level Australia's had since 1988. So Australia's total allowable catch is now 5,665 tonnes. For a number of years up until 2009, Australia's quota was 5,265 tonnes. So this is a really positive, you know, and sorry, then there was a bit of a reduction when the catches of illegal fish were discovered and the impact that it had on the stock. But we've been in a rebuilding process now since 2009, and this new management procedure is working very well.
What sort of work does the tuna industry do to prove that they what they're doing is sustainable?
Well, the industry is supporting a lot of research, and the biggest independent survey is the aerial survey that happens each year with CSIRO. We pay a large contribution towards that, and that's the only fishery independent survey that is showing the most honest and reflective situation with the stock.
And what does the industry do to ensure that they don't go and overcatch and risk what's now being put in place?
Well, for a number of years, we've had a very strict system starting from the time of catch during the towing process back to Port Lincoln, the transferring of the fish into the farming pontoons that is all overseen by the Australian Fisheries Management Authority. They put observers on a number of the vessels during that catching and towing period, and no fish can be transferred from a tow pontoon to a farming pontoon without government representatives being present and recording those transfers. So it's a very strict system. It's then followed up by an audit at the end of the season, again done by Australian Fisheries Management Authority, where we have to account for every single fish. So it's onerous, but as an industry we don't mind that because we can hold our heads up, we're not cheating the system.
And with the increased quota, does that mean there's extra workers needed to go out and catch this?
I would suspect that from the catching side, possibly not, but you know, there's more fish to tow back, so that's more towing pontoons that will be needed, and obviously more fish in the farming pontoons. We'll need more people to feed them, and then that flows through to the harvesting. Again, there's more fish to be harvested and more fish to be processed.
And the 2014-15 season starts this week. In terms of Tony's tuna, how are you guys feeling with it starting this week? You pretty excited?
Yeah, we've been in maintenance mode for the last 2 months, and you know, the build up now as we get all the final nets and pontoons ready. You know, you can just feel the excitement starting to build amongst the staff. You're about to get back into it again. So.